Good evening, everybody. We're going to get the meeting underway. It's 6 p.m. So the monthly meeting of the San Carlos Estates Water Control District is now called to order at 6 p.m. on December 15th, 2025. We're located at the Gulf Shore Church at 25300 Burnwood Drive in Bonita Springs, Florida. Roll call, Chairman Jim Bradford, Vice Chair Jennifer Finazzo, Supervisor James Gilchrist, Engineer Ron Edenfield, Attorney Richard Pringle, Manager and Superintendent of Operations John Solucci, Secretary Chanel Cruz. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Anybody with caps on, please remove them.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor.
If we could. Lord, I just thank you for your blessing upon this place and for this meeting. Thank you for this wonderful place that we have to live and that you've taken care of to give us this, all of these things and bring this meeting to order. Lord, I thank you that your hand will be upon this meeting to bring peace and direction and everything that needs to be done the way that you would have it to be done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Oh. Mr. Ron Edenfield, engineer's report, please.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Good evening.
By the way, I want to congratulate you on the way the new construction and the ditches are looking.
Very good. We've had a banner month by way of those sorts of things. We've got currently 33 applications in-house under some state of review. Two new applications came in since the last meeting. We finalized 7 projects since that point in time, and we've conducted some 36 odd inspections. Late this afternoon, I received a revised proposal from McShea on the striping. I do have one question about it, but I should be able to get that resolved this week and get them under contract, at which point in time they said that it would take them 2 to 3 weeks to get the striping done. I just need to get a little clarification. They actually came back a little higher, so I need to go back. And I think if we make the adjustment I'm thinking we need to make, then we can get it in under the $50,491 that was approved at the last board meeting. They did apologize for getting this to me so late.
When did you say the starting date would be?
It said they could usually get started in 2 to 3 weeks. So, okay. Also, during the last period, we conducted an inspection of the perimeter canal with a new contractor, taking a little bit of a mechanical approach to resolving some of the issues. We're still looking to get a proposal back from them on that. We provided support to the litigation attorney in the ongoing lawsuits, and we're working with the attorney to develop a policy. We've got a draft policy relative to the limits on administrative fees that the district will pay. We have a draft on that. Got it late this afternoon as well, and I wanted to review that with folks at FGCU, my contacts over there before taking it to the board for final approval. So
good enough.
And that's our report.
Thank you, sir. Manager's report.
Worked on 7 driveway inspections, as Ron had indicated. It's working out pretty well. I go and do a lot of the preliminary and mid-stage inspections, and Ron will come down to a final, or I'll do a final with his approval. Work with a homeowner on Cock Robin Lane who had a young family member who accidentally drove off Imperial right down into the swale and did some damage there. And the homeowner repaired it, the swale, immediately, although that was very nice of them, and apologized. We have been working on myself and Maria, who's the volunteer project manager. Rich Petruzzi has also been very helpful, and Tony and Lawn Service. All have been cleaning up the 2 retention ponds. Maurice and myself literally chainsawed all the trees and cleaned them up. And then Tony took all the debris away. And that probably alone probably saved us a lot of money, I think. And then finally, on the Stillwell gate, I finally had to work on getting the technicians in because another golf cart has crashed the gate, I think intentionally, and broke the shear pin in the gear, which is something that I can't repair. So that has been repaired this week. And, you know, I got them on the cameras, but there's no license plate and can't really see who it is. And then, Marisa, if you want to add anything on the retention ponds, go ahead.
No, I just want to mention Doug.
I'm sorry, Doug. Yeah.
Doug came through and made that post removal.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. So, that's report.
Thank you, sir. Well, for me, I just want to thank the crews that were from the board. Thank the crews that have been working so hard on cleaning up the canal, the pond, the filtering ponds up front. It's looking really nice up there. I want to remind everybody, and this is that the golf cart parade, which is not part of the water district, it's just the district's people that get together, but they're going to have that on the 20th, I believe at 5:30 p.m. or gathering around 5 o'clock anyway, and then they'll get started when they get ready. I'm not sure what that time is, but I just want to let you all know that that's going on. That's all I've got. Treasurer's report.
Business as usual, nothing out of the ordinary. Report, working with the auditor.
Nothing exciting.
Nope.
Auditor guy ain't exciting.
No, they're getting their information.
Okay.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay, well, this is good. This is good for a December meeting to move along. Okay. Attorney's report.
Yes, sir. The district has received some public records requests, and we are responding to those. I've also worked on the policy on the administrative fees that the engineer referred to earlier, and the litigation matters that have been discussed previously are still ongoing. There's nothing substantial to report on either one of those at this time. Have a good Christmas.
That's it. Okay. Amendments to the meeting agenda. Any board members got anything they want to change, or are they okay with it?
They're good.
I'm good.
All set.
Public input on business agenda items. 3-minute limit.
Is that talking about
You have to go past the agenda items. Okay, moving forward. Business agenda items. Agenda items requiring action.
Actually, Jim.
Yes, sir.
The agenda item does in fact include a five fiber representative. I don't know if.
Yeah, he's that, third. He's gonna.
I get that, but we have public input on agenda items.
Fence, not third.
Oh, sorry. You said fence. I'm thinking. My bad. I'm wrong. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. Meeting minutes approval for November 17th, 2025 board meeting. Need approval?
I approve the meeting minutes approval for November 17th, 2025 board meeting.
Okay.
I'll second.
Aye. Passes. Financial reports approval. 11/30/25 bank statements and 11/30/25 financial reports.
Motion to approve the financial reports approval. 11/30/25 bank statements. 11/30/25 financial reports.
I'll second.
Aye. Motion passes. I-5 fiber representative.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Scott Jackson. I'm with I-5 Fiber. Just want to give a quick construction update. We are currently looking what is a right of easement for the south side of Stillwell Parkway, south of Strike Lane. I've been going door to door to ask those folks if they would like fiber down that street. Reason being, we have a 2-foot public easement and there's nothing but electric and water there. So we can't drill there because it's not public. So I've been going door to door to get private easement letters signed in order to do that street. As far as the public easement goes, everything's going good. We're about to wrap up all the drilling. So now what you see is restoration. We're going to take care of the sod. We're going to take care of any damage we might have done in the swells as well. If you see something, please say something.
Okay,
call us. We'll
I got
take
one thing.
We're also going to take the roads, too.
There seem to be some issues with
yes.
the roads.
So we missiled underneath the road, so there's some humps. We put in speed bumps for the children's safety. I'm just joking. That's not on purpose. with that said, we're taking care of it. Again, you feel it, you see something, say something. We'll come out and take care of it. Not a problem. We are pulling fiber. We have lit customers as of today. We started our first installs. So with that said, we're underway. Each sector we're going to light up one by one. If you had signed up with us, it's first come, first serve. We will reach out to you and schedule the install, whatever date and time works best for you guys. Other than that, fiber keeps getting pulled every day. So with that said, that's construction update for you guys.
What
great,
area
thank
did you light up? What area did you start with?
So essentially, Lucy Drive, Stillwell Parkway on the north side. We've got a few installs there tomorrow. And to the east, all the way over to Penson and Papillion, they have light already. So the fiber is ready to go there. Then we'll move north, and then we will move east. And everybody will get installed that signs up with us. Yeah.
Pinson Papillion's west, then.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Not Thanks, a problem. Scott. You guys have a good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Public input, 3-minute limit.
Yes,
this would be your opportunity.
You come up.
You have to come up and tell us who you are, where you live.
Hey, my name's Ed Bradford. I live over on Pinson Drive. I've been out here for eternity. Anyway, all I wanted to do is thank people that have been working on the swales and the fence, you know, the swales and the fences. And I don't know if it makes any difference to anybody, but my wife and I saw that once we saw the fences down and it all mowed and it's nice and flat, we're like, wow, that really looks nice. So if this could be a stopping point with no new fences, I like it. If not, if we have to put the fences back, so be it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Please.
Good evening. My name is Maurice Tenniel. I've been working on the fence project as a project manager, and all I want to do is take a couple of minutes to read off names of residents that came out and helped make it happen.
Okay.
All right, so from the top, this is alphabetical order. Andy and Brandy Hilliard.
Are you watching the time?
Oh, yeah, so time me if you like. Chris Stahl, Cody Thurlow, I don't know if he's here tonight. Don Smith came out for support and refreshments and, you know, really helped convey some of us back and forth. Doug Clark, James Gilchrist, James Moss, Jim Bradford, John Salucci. Let's see, who else do I have here?
The Smiths were out there.
He gave the Smiths.
Yes,
oh, did he?
The Smiths. Norm Kay. Rich Petrozzi, which you guys mentioned, and he's actually a new resident. He hasn't even moved in yet, but good guy and help nonetheless. Ron, making sure that, you know, we stay within appropriate engineering lines, and then Tony Dominich, and last but not least, the lady that gets the bills paid, Chanel. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Maurice, and thank you for the hard work. Great job organizing. Okay, anybody else?
Good evening. Looking at your public input from last week, I don't see anything in there about me asking you about the salary for the manager or the treasurer. Did you forget that? Are we ever going to get that answer? Thank you.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas. Anybody else? If there are no other public input, we're going to move on to supervisor's comments.
Good.
James, do you have anything?
Not so much really supervisor comments, and just in hindsight wondering if we maybe should have had the fence project on the agenda items.
Had the what?
The fence project on the agenda.
It probably should have been, but it got overlooked, so.
Because I'm wondering if we need to make any sort of decisions between now and next board meeting?
Well, for me, I think it's probably going to be on pause till the next board meeting, see how we didn't put it on the agenda to be talked about.
Okay, that, I'm good with that. So
I believe we voted to give him authority to
vote. Correct. No, we did, so long as it was under the budget.
So I don't think there's really anything that we need to vote on, because as long as it came under the budget, in the minutes it says that as long as we had volunteers to come in, if the volunteers did not come in, then we would do plan B, and he would be able to approve the contract and do fence mule. And we obviously didn't have to go to plan B since everyone was volunteering, so.
Yeah, I tell you what a great turnout it was.
Yeah, because the materials have been purchased, and that was approved as a motion at the last board meeting and voted on, so I'm not sure what else would need to be voted on.
Potentially how far to carry out said plan, if this is a good stopping point, if we need fencing or not. I think that was actually a question of mine. You can actually discuss
that here between the board members.
Yeah.
That's what this is for.
Can we involve Mr. Pringle here, and can I ask him a question? Is there any engineering, legal, or insurance reason why we absolutely must have a fence around the retention ponds as they are today? Not talking about future water control plans with wet retention ponds and things that could change in the future.
We realize that if we dig them out, we have to put fences as they stand.
Right. Yes, as they stand today, dry retention ponds with the slopes as they are, do we have to install fencing?
There is nothing that I have found, certainly in our code or in the FDOT code. They do have some barricade guidelines, but that is typically you need to be 3 to 4 feet of deadfall beneath the barrier. The repositioning the fence at the top of bank, my concern was there was some discussion about moving it down the bank. If we move it down the bank, then you have the potential for maintenance vehicles and people pulling off the road and what have you to get the wheels over on that slope and then just carry them on in.
Well, actually, Ron, there was no discussion to put it anywhere beyond a slope. So that would not be a possibility.
Anything beyond the top of bank becomes a stability issue more so than anything. They are dry detention ponds. They do not hold very deep water. You know, the occasional extreme event where you've got water that crosses the horizon, if you will. And again, I don't know that we've ever experienced that, but have something there that have a demarcation between it and a deeper area. But again, as far as the condition we've got right there, I did not find any guidelines for requiring a barricade there.
Okay.
Well, in relationship to that, I've taken the opportunity to drive around Bonita Springs, Estero, and then I also happen to know that if you drive out on 31, you have deep water ditches on both sides. If you drive down 41 between Naples and Miami, you have extreme ditches on each side that are full of water year-round, and they don't have barriers and blockades from being able to get in those. The full length now? They didn't used to have... I know I-75 has some fences across Alligator Alley. I'm referring to U.S. 41. Okay, I'm referring to U.S. 41 to Miami, and they didn't used to have it. Do they have it all the way? They have it all the way.
Okay.
31 doesn't have it, and there are other roads that I drive that doesn't have it, and those do have dangerous embankments. If a car ran off into there, a car could not sink into water and drown anybody.
Yeah, I get, I mean, I'm more or less thinking about the fact that, like, if we, I mean, $10,000 is $10,000, right? You know, and if we're going to end up having to adjust with, you know, guidelines for, you know, for engineering to have wet retention ponds there eventually, you know, we're going to have to redo all that anyways. Right. I'd hate to install $10,000 of the fence and then it gets ripped out. I don't know when we're getting around to it, but we just get taken down anyways. Or it doesn't meet standards and we have to redo it again. Right.
Well, I happen to agree with that. And by the way, I'm not opening it as floor, but Steve brought that up last month about putting up fences when they weren't, you know, when we are going to have an ongoing project to change the system and have to put up either wrought iron fences or chain link fence at that point in time. So I happen to, the way it looks now, I like it.
Yeah.
As a person that lives out here, I'm not speaking as the chair, I'm just saying that I happen to like it the way it is.
I think though, as a preventative measure, I mean, because there's a lot of bus stops there, and you're going to find children out there maybe playing soccer or ball, and people are going to be riding their bikes through it. Or
the fences were already down.
Well, right, but I think with it wide open like that, you're going to find the kids on their electric bikes or on their dirt bikes.
There was no plan to put back the fences on North Strike Lane. The board voted 5 years ago to remove those. That would have been a full opening all along North Strike Lane, which would not prevent kids from going out there if they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just thinking about, you know, how do you replace things?
Does split rail meet the code of City of Benito? Fencing? Anybody check that?
That's kind of what I'm asking here.
Okay.
Appreciate
this that. Isn't really open for the general public. Sorry, Steve.
But it's a good question. But yeah, that's kind of what the point of the questioning here, right? Like, is it to code? Do we need it? Right? You know, if we don't need it, then, you know, maybe it's something we can punt on for a little bit until we get around a water control plan. You know,
I think we've got a little bit of time to decide what we want to do there. And I would like to put it on hold through the next board meeting anyway.
Okay. I mean, that's under your authority already. So,
okay. Are you in agreement with that, ma'am? Okay. Anything else, board members, supervisors?
So, Mr. Chairman, are you saying to put it on the agenda for the next board meeting?
No, I'm saying that I'm just putting it on hold through the next board meeting.
Okay. Well, to that end, I feel like that is adding it to the if agenda like, for next meeting.
Put it on the agenda, okay?
On the agenda for a future discussion? Or
well,
discussion?
You know what? It'll give the public more input at that point because it'll be an agenda item.
Okay.
I think that works.
So okay. Next steps on fence install. Like,
just say,
yeah.
Just, Mr. Chairman, so would a broad title of just fence?
Why don't we just make it filtering pond fence?
That sounds
broad.
Super official.
Anybody got anything else, supervisors?
I do not at this time.
Do you? I don't either. Meeting's now adjourned.